is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical. It's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
A gunman claiming allegiance to ISIS is holed up right now at a supermarket in Trebs, France. At least one person dead, two others shot, from what we understand. This gunman screaming allegiance to ISIS, to the Islamic State. Security forces now responding to two separate incidents, one at the supermarket in the town of Trebs, and the second, 15 minutes away in another town, Carcassonne, where a policeman was shot. Not clear if the two incidents are linked, but it looks like they might be. We'll keep you up to speed on that on this free-for-all Friday. A lot of things to talk about today. John Bolton taking over for H.R. McMaster. The Dow plummeting after Donald Trump announces tariffs on the Chinese. And, of course, the budget, $1.3 trillion of pure tomfoolery. Let's go to John on the Common Sense Hotline, which, by the way, if you want to join the conversation, 888-900-9966. That's 888-900-9966. John, welcome to the conversation.
Yes, good morning, Steve. We want to know where to focus on for the budget problems. It's the head of the Senate for the Democrats, and then the head of the Republicans in the Senate, McCullough. He and Ryan are at fault. They're rhinos, and they're promoting this. They say they're not. It's nonsense. That's where it's all coming from. And now we keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper. We're probably pretty close to China in our digging of debt.
Well, you know, here's the thing, John. It's interesting you point that out. You know, the world was not able to defeat the United States militarily. They were not able to defeat us politically. But economically, they have us on our knees or close. And you're right. The big four are to blame here. McConnell, Ryan, Schumer, Pelosi, these are the people. They're all equally complicit. And I greatly appreciate you checking in, John, because these people are creating a debt that we can't dig out of. Go to Matt now, standing by in Okemos. Matt, what's on your mind?
Yeah, this is off subject, but the Democrats claim to support this Me Too movement, but yet they forewarned illegal immigrants that committed assault on women to get out
crazy.
Of town.
Yeah,
that, how could they support that? And then another thing, they support, you know, more gun control, but yet in Fast and Furious, they're giving out guns like candy to the drug cartel. When were they protesting there?
You nailed it, Matt. They're protecting wife beaters in Oakland because these illegals were tipped off that there are ICE raids coming. Several of them convicted of domestic assault of beating their spouses, so they're wife beaters. And then you're right about Fast and Furious. Greatly appreciate the calls in today. The hotline number today is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Let's see here, Alex. Who you got next? All right, let's go to Judy, standing by in Kalamazoo. Judy, welcome to the conversation.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, not bad for an old person.
Well, there you go. What's on your mind, real quick?
I was just wondering if I'll live long enough to have a full day of never hearing about Obama and Hillary and everything connected with them.
Well, you know, Judy, I'm an optimist, but I think that's unlikely. I greatly appreciate the call. You know, but here's the thing. I actually want, as listeners of the program know, I actually want folks to hear Hillary's name every single day because I think that helps to promote the other side. Because here's the thing. I have never woken up and said, gosh, I just wish that Hillary were president. You know, one of the other things that we've been facing as far as problems go here in Washington, the leaks, the incessant leaks. And you may have heard yesterday, John Bolton was named to replace H.R. McMaster. You know, and you wonder, if H.R. McMaster was one of those that was leaking, it was a rumor that we had heard when we were at CPAC, that H.R. McMaster was one of the folks that was being examined for that. So all of a sudden we get the announcement yesterday, not much of a surprise. It's been rumored for some time that H.R. McMaster would be on his way out. And we're getting pretty close to being done, I think, with the rollover at the White House, because now John Bolton is coming in, the one-time ambassador to the United Nations, a guy who's a bit of a lightning rod, to say the least. And I spoke to him just a couple of weeks ago in National Harbor, Maryland. I sat down with the ambassador and talked about several different topics, including the leaks and what he thought of them and how he thought they might be addressed. Listen to this part of the conversation.
From what I can gather on all of this, it looks like Jeff Bezos and Amazon will be putting together this deal. $100 billion will give Jeff Bezos a corner on national security for the United States. Again, something being worked on by General James Mattis, I understand. Your concerns, your comments.
Well, look, this is still under debate inside the Defense Department, as I understand it. It's a very significant step for our military to contract out this kind of operation. I'm not a technological expert, unfortunately, but it's clear to me that when you put a lot of marbles in any one place, you're leaving them at risk. I think we need more information about it. The whole process has been very secretive. So I would encourage Congress to get involved and alert the president, really, so that he at least can help make an informed decision.
Well, the concern being that Jeff Bezos would have a monopoly, really, on national security. I mean, 70% of the data from the sources I talked to said that would all be tied up in that one place. And like you say, all the eggs in one basket. Rumor also has it that John Bezos, in October of 2016, declined a national security background check. I don't know if it's true or not, but it concerns me to hear these things.
Yeah, look, there are steps that you can take when you get a contractor, but we've also seen leaks from the National Security Agency. We've seen Bradley Manning, as he was then, when he leaked everything. We've seen the consequences of WikiLeaks leaks. I don't think we're doing enough to safeguard our data now, so one of the things that concerns me anytime I hear we're about to contract out even more of it,
right,
is whether we can maintain it from our adversaries or from just being distributed in the public.
There you go. And you know, the concern about the leaks is ongoing, because as we talked about earlier this week, it's not just about, you know, the liberals are saying, well, he's not a leaker, he's a whistleblower. No, what you're doing there is not being a whistleblower. What you're doing is helping out your friends and helping out your own agenda at the expense of the nation. Because it's not just leaking and, you know, well, Donald Trump wasn't supposed to say congratulations, Vladimir Putin. Can you imagine if we had these kind of leaks through every presidency? How many things you could sit there and nitpick and go after and identify and put under a microscope? Come on, people. We can do better than this. Quick break now. Before we get there, though, I want you to get online and go to stevegruber.com and get yourself registered for a brand new Wolverine water system. Wolverine is Michigan's premier water treatment company, and they are giving away a system worth up to $4,000, a brand new water treatment system. And could it come at a better time? No. Clean water is what you need. Clean water is what you must have in your home. Wolverine's been here since 1947. These guys are the best. I've been using Wolverine since long before I was ever on the radio. Trust me on that. Go to stevegruber.com. Find the Wolverine button. Click on it. Get your free water test set up today. And get entered for that free $4,000 system courtesy of our friends at Wolverine. We'll be right back.